Well, it's an app done in partnership with two different divisions of Disney, Disney Interactive and the Walt Disney Animation Studios, which is sort of the original, what used to be all of Disney that then became encrusted with the rest of Disney. They're the sort of flagship movie studio. And it tells the story of how Disney animated movies are made. So the structure of the app is the sequence of how a movie is made today, but then, you know, with a lot of reference to the past. It covers, you know, both the history and the kind of present day. And it's in some ways like a story app. It kind of tells the story with, text and animated pictures. Of course, it's a book about animation. So unlike every other print book about animation, of which there are many thousands, this one, you can touch the pictures and they move and they talk and they do everything that animated things are supposed to do. Then it also has a sort of an interactive section where you can, get your hands on some of the same material. You can make little animations and, interact with the snow from the Frozen, which is their latest movie. Kind of not just reading about it, but actually doing it yourself.
You know, making something for Disney just seems kind of daunting. It has such a loyal and devoted fan base. And I guess if you're going to do something for Disney, you're going to have to do it right. Were you intimidated at all about doing something like this?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of I'm not your obvious first choice. So I was involved with the design and the creation of the app, but I was also the author of it, of the book portion of it, which is a very odd choice. So I actually grew up in a household. My parents were both math professors, and we didn't have Disney. We were one of those families that was like anti-Disney. So, I spent my formative years not knowing about Disney and not being involved in that whole thing. And so I kind of had to kind of come at it late in life and get a crash course and watch all the movies. And it was an amazing introduction because, here I go from not really knowing anything about Disney other than what you just sort of absorb from the air to talking to the director of, this or that classic Disney film. Or interviewing the animators who worked on one thing or another. It was definitely intimidating, but also eye-opening and amazing to see all this stuff, which I guess some people kind of knew about all along. And to me, it was all new, and it's mind-boggling what they did. The early history of Disney is absolutely stunning and amazing, and they've kept it up for 90 years. Which it's a remarkable company, and intimidating doesn't even begin to describe the process of working with a company like that, collaboratively on a project.
Now you said you came from sort of a math background. How does that mesh with the creative types? The people who make these movies. How do those worlds come together?
Well, first of all, mathematics is a very creative undertaking. Mathematics is a subject in which you don't do well unless you think creatively. And that translates into software as well, which is kind of the other thing that I've done most of my life. Design of software and implementation of software is something that requires a high degree of creativity to be done at a high level. I mean, you could do it badly without creativity, just like you could do art or movie making badly without creativity. But you can't do it well without, I think, many of the same sorts of qualities and ways of thinking as, people who make any kind of an art form use. And, when I look at some of the things that, there's machines that they built, this multi-plane camera, for example, that was made to as a way of making Snow White their first film. It's like I could see myself in that machine virtually. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I would have done if I'd been in that situation. I could see my grandfather in it who built, precision machinery. They think that, those people in 1937 were thinking very much the same way that anyone would today when presented with those sorts of problems. And it's, it's a question of, here's this thing. Nobody's ever done this before. We have no idea how to do it. We have to kind of figure out what the heck are we going to do? How can we solve this problem? It's completely insane. Everyone tells us it's impossible, and yet we have the schedule that says we're going to have it done by next Tuesday. And that's daily life in software development, and it's, you know, it's pretty much daily life in research as well. Like, you're at the forefront, you're doing stuff that nobody knows how to do, and you have to kind of muddle your way through and figure out how to do it.